Before Prime Minister David Cameron's speech was televised, it was obvious the families were going to be given good news, as family members showed the report out of a top window in the Guildhall, giving a thumbs up. Then, at 3:30, David Cameron came live from the House of Commons, and he delivered the news that the people of Derry had been waiting for 38 years.
What happened on Bloody Sunday was both unjustified and unjustifiable. Lord Saville concludes that the soldiers of the support company who went into the bogside did so as a result of an order which should not have been given by their commander. He finds that on balance the first shot in the vicinity of the march was fired by the British Army. He finds that none of the casualties shot by the soldiers of support company was armed with a firearm. He finds that there was some firing by Republican paramilitaries, but none of this firing provided any justification for the shooting of civilian casualties.